This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
So either you or I weren't here off and on over the past few weeks, so we've got more than just the past week to deal with. Let's start out with this. Immigration activists were picketing the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department last Friday. Why?
Well, they're unhappy with Sheriff John McMahon opposing a Senate bill, the California Values Act, which is also referred to as the Sanctuary State Bill, that would prohibit the use of state and local public resources to aid federal immigration and customs enforcement in deportations.
So Sheriff McMahon does not like that bill?
No, he says that cooperation with ICE is very important to local entities like his sheriff's department because, for example, he pointed out that he relied on ICE to determine how the woman in the mass shooting, December 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, Tashfeen Malik, how she got into the country. He says preventing local law enforcement in California from working with ICE would put public safety in jeopardy.
What do the immigration activists say? What are their objections?
The immigration activists asked to speak to the sheriff, and they were told he was not in the building, and they said they'll be back.
Okay. Next, a Republican Inland Empire legislator has been under fire for supporting the governor's cap-and-trade bill, extending cap-and-trade another 10 years.
Right. This is Chad Mays. He's actually the Assembly Republican leader, and he, along with seven other Republicans, voted in favor of cap-and-trade. This is Governor Jerry Brown's, one of his signature climate change bills that limits greenhouse gas emissions. It creates a system where there's a cap on greenhouse emissions, and industry that agrees not to pollute can then sell the credits on the open market, and industries that need to be able to pollute a little bit can buy the credits. Republicans object to this because they say it's going to raise gas prices, which, of course, were already raised by an increase in the gas tax. And so they are really going after Mays. They're accusing him of not being a true Republican conservative, and there are calls for him to step down from his leadership role. In fact, his assistant GOP leader, Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez from South Riverside County, she stepped down. She said she cannot work with him under those conditions. She can't be his assistant.
How did Assemblyman Mays respond?
He says this is a good system for California. He managed to extract some compromises that benefit voters in his district, particularly the fire fee. This was imposed on mountain communities and rural communities that are outside of incorporated cities, where they would have to pay a little more than $150 a year in an additional property tax to pay for firefighting. And he managed to get that rescinded. In addition, Mays said he's just tired of partisan politics and it was time to work across the aisle on a measure that would benefit people throughout California.
Now, Chad Mays represents a district in eastern San Bernardino County, right around Yucca Valley. Is he in any danger in his district?
Well, it's going to be interesting, Ken, to see whether the party goes after him and attacks him. You know, they have gone after Republicans that they consider traitors before, and, you know, that spells the end of their careers.
Okay. Next, a Riverside Islamic imam is being criticized for a sermon that included a diatribe against Jews.
Yeah, you know, this came on the heels of an imam in Davis in Northern California who said some of the same kind of flavored things. This one was at the Islamic Center of Riverside. Imam Mahmoud Harmoush, in a sermon, about a half-hour sermon that ended up being posted on YouTube, called Jews unjust tyrants and prayed to Allah to destroy them. So needless to say, this has caused a lot of concern in the Jewish community in Riverside. There have been meetings between the imam and leaders of the Islamic Center with the rabbi from Temple Beth El in Riverside to kind of work things out. The imam says his sermon was misconstrued, but the center issued a statement saying that he deeply regrets the portions of the sermon that caused unintended distress for the center's respected Jewish neighbors and friends.
Okay, and finally, the Greyhound bus station in Riverside closed this week that's not just the closure of a building, but actually the closure of a convenience for a lot of people.
That's right. A sign was posted on the door telling people they would have to go to the bus station in San Bernardino, 11 miles away, and that's not easy for people who don't have a car. This sort of caps off a standoff between the city of Riverside and the bus company. Riverside had wanted to take over the property that's been the bus station since 1983 as the site for the new city library. There had been complaints about loitering and crime surrounding the bus station, and the city said that the bus company just simply wouldn't cooperate and add security. The bus company, on the other hand, said that it was hoping for some help from the city to find a new location where it could locate in Riverside, and that just didn't happen. So each side is kind of blaming the other. The bus station now will be vacated, and that land will be available for the city to build a new library.
And people in that part of Riverside or Riverside County are going to have to come to San Bernardino to catch the bus, huh?
Yeah, there are only a few Greyhound depots in the Inland Empire, and several of them don't have ticketing stations, so they're just simply bus stops. So the closure of this one, which had been in Riverside for 70 years, is kind of a big deal.
Hmm. Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist, a former newspaper columnist, and a longtime weekly contributor to KVCR News. Support for this segment comes from the Southern California News Group, publishers of the Press Enterprise, the San Bernardino Sun, the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.